Isaiah 9:5-9. Wow, it must be a special day. I know it is because of our guest tonight, but it must be special because I played Amagugu. Busi Mhlongo, the album she left us before she passed. Wow, what an offering it is, Amakholwa, believers. And before that, the beautiful, beautiful Yunchen Lamo. Honestly, that woman was sent to this earth also to heal us through sound. Truly a calling. In fact, the Dalai Lama even mentioned that to her. He said, you've got to take what you have and share it with the world. And that was after she had escaped from China and walked across the Himalayas because her people were getting killed. Yunchen Lamo, a new album she brought out a couple of months ago. It's also been a while since she did, and I'm so enjoying it. It's appropriately called One Drop of Kindness, and I played you Awakening Through Sounds, which was headed by the incredible trumpet player Ibrahim Malouf, off an album of a few years back, about 5 years ago, S3NS. I played you All I Can't Say. Also going back a few years, in fact, when I was in France, living in Paris for a while, I met this incredible pianist. His name is Jonathan Durian, based in France. But yes, he comes, he's got his heritage is in the West Indies. And he kind of keeps that in his identity of his sound. Jonathan Durian, of his album, La Tom Fou, I played you Bismillah Rahmani Rahim. And heading that, oh, a great collaboration, Nuovi Fratelli, and who's basically based in Glasgow, even though the name, I don't know what the name is, but based in Glasgow, together with the UK's Nimbus Sextet. They gave us Searching, the full-length version, and they've just released an EP, and it features Russell Stewart and Lisa Pia, and it is called Searching. I'm Nikki B. Thank you so much for being with me on today's journey across the globe with music that deserves to be heard on the World Show. And talk about that, right now I am joined in studio by a man who always makes music that we have to listen to. In fact, I was listening to his album today, and let me tell you, my heart was smiling. Louis Mhlanga, welcome always to the World Show.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's been a while.
It has been indeed.
Yes. Yeah. The last time you were here, I think you actually did a Live and Unplugged.
Yeah.
Yes. And we were hoping for one, but we're busy fixing stages, so we'll have to take you up on that again.
I look forward to that.
Yes.
Definitely.
But Louis, I'm so excited. You've got a new album. And before we go there, because I want to play, I don't know how I'm going to narrow it down. It's a double album, let me tell you. How am I going to choose songs off these amazing, I think it's 19 songs.
Exactly. It is. 19 songs.
Yes. Yeah. So, Louis, it's taken you a while to release this album. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to in the meanwhile.
Well, I've been busy, you know, with trying to put up this album. And I had a few problems with finance, you know, just to make sure that I can have it printed. But I mean, I did some recordings from time to time. Whenever I had some finance, I would jump into the studio, record, and wait a little bit, yes, and pick it up again. Then finally, when everything was done now, I was just waiting to have it printed.
Yes.
And have the cover design of the album done as well. So that took quite a while. But fortunate enough, I was lucky. I have a friend in Zimbabwe. His name is George Guva Matanga. And I asked if he could help, you know, and he just said, look, tell me what you want, I'll help you.
Yes.
And he helped me, you know, to print the CDs. So now today I've got the CDs.
I know, I'm so excited. Let me tell you, I'm so excited. You are going to want this album. It's absolutely beautiful, Louis. Absolutely beautiful. So now, from what you're telling me, and of course I understand it, we went through the pandemic, you know, things were difficult for artists. You've been somebody who always travels a lot. So how, you know, has it taken you, I imagine, a few years to actually put it together?
Yes, it did. It really took a while. And from time to time, I had a few shows that I was doing in between.
Yes.
Whilst I was trying to prepare, you know, for the album. So also, I was also lucky because a friend, Andy Narell, yes. came into the picture and said, listen, send me some files. I can get some friends of mine, some percussion players, you know, Cuban percussion players to play on your album as well. So that helped a lot. And
Andy as well.
Yes, yeah.
We're going to definitely play one of those tracks.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so he came to help as well. And I had other musicians, local musicians like Daniel Alwert on bass and Michael Phillips on bass, you know, Rob Watson on drums and Sam Atauri on drums as well. And Tlalima Kane, he also came to play some percussion as well. And also Basi Matlasela. You know, Basi is always playing percussion, but yes. this time I convinced him to play the guitar. He's a good guitar player. He came to play the guitar on one of the songs.
That must be quite daunting to have to play the guitar on Louis Mkhlanga's album.
But it was beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yes,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. I couldn't imagine being in that position.
Well, it's all about making music.
Absolutely.
Making music, yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's been a very good experience, I must say, a very good journey for all of us. And I'm so happy that I finally brought it out. And it's going to be on all, you know, streaming platforms.
Yes.
You know, throughout the world. So people can, you know, join in, can also subscribe and follow me on all social, you know, platforms.
And you also have hard copies of the album.
Yes, I do have hard copies as well. You know, when I went to Botswana sometime, I got to meet some an organization called the Calabash Entertainment. And then they offered that, look, let's have your CDs so that we can sell them for you.
Yes.
So that's the organization that's actually selling the CDs physically.
Okay, so we'd have good. To go to Botswana.
Not really. I'm sure they are actually spreading their legs out
yes.
to here and to different countries.
Yes, but and they could order the CD.
Yes, but they're actually based in Botswana, but they're actually, you know, spreading out.
But I love that, because if you think about even what you've told me,
yeah.
this is, in true Louis style, a collaboration
yes.
that's taken place in different countries
yes.
in Southern Africa.
Yes.
And that, for me, makes it, in a way, even more special. Don't you find that that's also something extra special for you?
It is very, very special. Especially when I get to meet different people who contribute in a different way. You know, we share different thoughts, different ideas, and, you know, then the music, it says it all.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And as you said, it's featured not only, in fact, the album is realized because of Zimbabwe, because of Botswana, because of South Africa, if you like, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
But also, you've got Andy Narell,
yeah,
and of course,
yeah.
you've got the late Regis Gizawa.
Gizawa, yes.
Ah,
yes,
but we're going to yeah. talk about that in a while.
All right.
For now, I want to play actually the opening track. Now, this song.
Yeah.
Honestly, as it opened, and every time I hear it, that's why I referenced.
All right.
My heart is smiling. You cannot but help to smile when you hear this one called Dananai.
Yes.
Tell me about Dananai.
Dananai, it means love each other. That's in Shona, which is spoken in Zimbabwe, in the northern part of Zimbabwe. So it's all about love, you know, encouraging people to love each other, respect each other. So that's the message, actually, in that song.
And it's such, I don't know, it's such a positive energy, this song.
Right.
As always, Louis Mkhlanga on The World Show. His album is incredible. It's Living for the Living. We're going to hear more about the title in a short while. And it's a double, as I said. Here is Dananai.
Brand new sound. First heard on The World Show with Nikki B. Thank you.
a 959. Yeah. Louis laughing because I'm dancing in the studio. Dana Nai is the name of the incredibly beautiful track that you heard. Louis Mklanga, the album, a great double. It's called Living for the Living. I mean, that song is just so joyous, Louis.
Right, yeah.
And you bring so much joy when you play. You
know? Thank you.
Yes, always. You know, you also, I mean, there's moments, and as people will see you on this album, there's also gentler, quieter moments, as Louis also does. But that one is like a party. I'm telling you.
It's a party song.
It's a party song. It really is a celebration. Yeah. Yeah. You know, listening to that sound of Louis Mklanga, that, you know, just the tone you have, the quality of your sound, there is such a strong... Can I say, again, I'm coming back to the Pan-African element.
Yes.
And I think many people don't know, and although you've been on the World Show and we've chatted about this before.
Yes.
But there is always this thing, and even when I go online now, Louis was born in Zimbabwe. He was born in South Africa. He was tell us a little bit. Let's touch on your background once again. It's been a while.
Well, my background is of Zimbabwe. Because that's where I grew up, and my parents, that's where I went to school, when I started going to school out there. And from there, I grew out of there, going to various places, traveling. I even went to as far as Botswana to do my education, some bit of it. And I even went as far as UK, and I went to Nigeria as well. So through all my travels, I've been meeting different people, and... also with the music during that time.
Yes.
In the 70s, 80s, it was very influential and different from what we have today. So all that plays a part in my upbringing.
Yes.
Yes.
So you truly are an Afropolitan, I suppose.
Yes, yes.
There we go. You know.
Yeah.
But Louis, what was it musically that you were inspired by as you were growing up?
Well, I always love to listen to rock music, to funk music, or put it in this way, the Western music. Of that time, we had what they called underground music, which was rock music, you know, music from the Jimi Hendrix, the Deep Purple, that kind of stuff. You know, that was the stuff that was pumping on the radio. So it was very, you know, touching to us. So I grew up listening to that. But always in my heart, I wanted to listen to more music. I wanted to listen to different styles. So Zimbabwe was so close to Mozambique and the Congo, Malawi, Zambia. So I would listen to some of those, you know, styles from different guitar players, different singers. So that all that, it influenced me. And I always wanted to, you know, African music. I always wanted to listen to the drumming, the rhythms, all those things the way... always playing in my mind and heart. So I wanted to reach out and also make all those qualities to be part of me and try and express them out and share with the rest of the world.
Beautiful. You know, I've always said that there's something about rumba, and I always think there's a Congolese rumba, which is probably the best known, but there's a Zimbabwean rumba.
Yes.
There's a South African rumba.
Oh, yes.
And there's a Louis Mklanga rumba.
All right, definitely.
And you've definitely got the rumba.
Yes, thank you.
But now, Louis, also, you know, I'm going back, and in fact, I'm going to, I don't know if people remember this, but I'm going to remind you, if I did tell you before, that... when I was speaking to Vusi Mahlasela fairly recently when he released his new album, I told the story of how I met him and I met you in Rustler's Valley.
Yes,
there it was, this rock festival, and I kept trying to get away from this noisy music, and then suddenly I heard this incredible sounds, this incredible voice guitar.
Yeah.
And I met you long before I even knew I would have a radio show.
Yeah.
And that's how long we go back.
Wow. That's a long way back. I remember that.
But always I've been inspired. And around that time, or when I started the show, You had started Music Ya Afrika.
Yes.
And I think we had quite a few hits on Kaya at the time.
Yeah.
But tell us about Music Ya Afrika, who was involved and what the vision was for that collective.
Well, Music Ya Afrika, we had Jimmy Indy Piri on bass and the late Jethro Shasha on drums. So it started off as a project whereby way back in Zimbabwe then, before we came here to South Africa. While we were in Zimbabwe, we started off as a project where we were going to mentor the young people so that it becomes like a springboard for them. They would come to us and would, you know, polish up their music, arrange it nicely and produce it, and even go to the point whereby we would play with them, backing them up. But we also kind of ran short of finances as well. Then time was moving and we had to move, you know, with time. And we ended up here and we carried on doing what we were doing. Then we decided, okay, why don't we call ourselves Music Ya Afrika? I said, okay, I think it's okay, Liz, because we are still doing African music after all. So let's carry on that way. So we went on and to record our first album, which was titled Music Ya Afrika.
Yes.
Together with Jethro and Jimmy. And the amazing thing is, because we've been playing this music for quite a long time, so it didn't take us like an hour to record, say, about 10 songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that album was like a one-take album?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, we just...
One session. Sure.
Yeah.
And it's a timeless, iconic album.
Yes, it is.
I think you must also think about putting that on digital platforms.
Definitely.
Yes.
I will definitely.
It's coming. Yeah. Yes.
It's coming. Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful. And I think... For me also, it was about this Pan-Africanism. It was through music.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, definitely.
But sadly, of course, you lost your musical family.
Yes.
In relation to that. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Prisa said, indeed. But anyway, we have to keep the music going.
We have to keep the music going.
Yeah.
And it's interesting for me because you spoke there about how it started almost as an educational thing with young artists.
Yes.
From what I see, Louis, you still remain involved in different forms of education related to music.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing at the moment, or what have you been doing in relation to that?
Well, also, you know, I've been working with some young people and helping them out with their music. From time to time, they come knocking on my doors and say, please, can you help us with this? I've got a song. So I always help them. Even my son also is into the music now. So now and again he'll say, hey, can you please play the guitar here for me? He also plays guitar. So I'm busy doing that, just helping, you know, the young people. So it's very, very important.
In fact, I was with you last year at in East London.
Yeah.
For the festival there, the Jazz on the Lake.
Yeah.
And part of that, you had to do workshops.
Yes.
What did you find the value of doing such a thing? I remember people who'd been doing your workshops just raving.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think's the value as an experienced musician of actually sharing that knowledge?
You know, that knowledge is very, very important, because people, they really don't know what happens in the music field, the problems that we encounter from time to time, and the problems that we went through record companies. But now today, we don't have a lot of record companies. Almost everybody can just about record their music from wherever they are in their houses and so on. So it's also helping. It's another education and upliftment. So, you know, those workshops are really, really good, because we share some ideas. We help others, you know, the right paths, you know, to follow, what they have to do, because others, they want to know how are they going to publish their music. And today we've got the digital platforms where they can, you know, channel their music. So those are the things that we share, you know, during those workshops.
Don't you find that there's pros and cons on both sides?
Yes,
of digital and the way, I mean... And you know, when we talk about music and Africa and things like that, it was unusual
Yes.
To record and release independently.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah, there is. There is the other side part of it. But the most important part is when they have to play live. You know, we always encourage them, okay, you can have the digital part of it, but learn to play the instrument and play it live. That way you have a good connection with your audience, with whoever is listening. So that is the very most important thing.
Beautiful. Let's hear another track. Yeah. Now, this one definitely took me to Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Kuva Murume. Tell me about this track.
Kuva Murume, it means to be a man, because there are so many things that come with that. You know, to be a man, you have to respect yourself, you have to respect others. There's so many things that you have to do as a human being, not just to be a man, but a human being, really. We have to respect each other, love each other, you know. That's the whole message in that song, Kuva Murume.
Thank you so much. Louis Mhlanga with me on The World Show. His album has just been released. It's called Living for the Living. And coming up now, Kuva Murume.
The best in African music on The World Show with Nikki B. Kaya 959.
Yay! I'm still dancing. Kuba Murume, he's Louis Mklanga with us in this. I mean, if you aren't happy listening to that song, then I don't know what's wrong with you. You need more of it.
Yes.
This is such beautiful medicine.
Wow.
The album, Living for the Living.
Yeah.
Why this title?
Well, Living for the Living, it explains itself, because we are all living for the living. We are all helping each other to live. Every person is a great source to another person. So that's how I felt about this album, for it to become a double album, because what I was going to express, it was not going to happen only with one song or two songs or just one album. I just felt, I kept on adding songs to really express what I was feeling inside. So as a double album, it explains, it fulfills that expression that I had within me. So to say, I decided this is the complete description of living for the living, because the whole album is about love, loving each other, encouraging people to love each other and respecting each other. So it's all about love.
You know, I love what you've said, and I also loved what you said when you described Kuva Murume.
Yeah.
Because you spoke about the message, even though it doesn't have a lyric.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you do sometimes put lyrics on your music. But, you know, for me, and knowing your work over the years, would I be correct in saying that you've always used your music as a tool for sharing, caring, spreading conscious messages?
Yes. And now in this case, the guitar is telling all those stories. I'm just letting it to tell the stories. Like you said, you know, in some of these songs, I would sing about these messages in these songs. But now this time I thought, no, let the guitar tell the stories. I'm not going to sing this time.
Let the guitar's voice be the guitar's voice.
Yes.
Beautiful. I think you've done very well. And let me tell you, as I said, there's some deeply sublime tracks. We'll get to them. But but for now, I'm going to play you another upbeat track. You touched on Andy Narell.
Yeah.
Tell us about your relationship with Andy over the years and how you came to know each other.
Yeah. Well, you know, Andy told me that, the story that he told me that, you know, he was on a plane coming down to South Africa. Then on the plane, they played Live at the Baseline album together, myself and Vusi Mahlasela. And he loved that so much. And what really caught his ears was the combination of the voice and the guitar. So when he landed here, he managed to ask, I'm sure he asked Brett, and where he could reach me. Then it just happened that we had a show that time at the Baseline, you know, the old Baseline. When we performed, he came to the show. Then I got to meet him. He introduced himself and he told me that he's got a show, you know, at Mega Music back then. And I said, okay. And he was inviting me to come. And he just said, please, do me a favor, just bring your guitar with you. I said, oh, okay, I will do that. And I wasn't so sure who he was, you know, because I know Andy Narell's music, but I wasn't sure that was it him, really, you know, the man who brought out that beautiful sound. Until I came, when I came to the gig, you know, some people, I just mentioned that I'm a guest. Immediately they ushered me in and they told me that, you know what, we have set up an amplifier for you. I said, no, I'm not playing. I just came in to watch the show. I said, no, you are actually going to play. Before I knew it, he announced that I'm coming to play. So I came to jam with them. I think then he was performing with Andile Yanana on keys, Rob Watson on drums, and Daniel Alouette on bass. It was a very good band. So that's how we met. And from there, it's all history. We started playing together and we never stopped.
Yes. In fact, as you're talking about that gig, Louis, I was there.
Really?
And I remember that gig, and I remember, you came on stage and you brought the house down. People were so excited that you were on stage that he had brought you onto the stage.
Yeah.
You were, as you said, you were the unexpected guest.
Yes, you know, so
it was a complete delight. I just remember the audience went completely crazy.
Wow.
And if I'm not mistaken, that album, that gig was also recorded and released as a live album.
Yes, it was.
Under Andy Norell.
Exactly.
Also as a double.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, what an experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you find it is about working with people from other countries?
You know, it's so exciting. It's so refreshing. I mean, like another project that I was doing, it was with, it's been with Playing for Change. Playing for Change is another project where they bring all different artists from different parts of the world. And we meet together the first day and maybe spend like a week rehearsing songs. After about a week, then we go and perform. So it's been so exciting. And because we don't know each other, we just meet, and we meet right there for the first time, introducing each other. So it's always exciting. Each time when Playing for Change has another project, they call us, we meet, and I'll be meeting new people from time to time.
And where do you meet?
We would meet in the States, for example, and sometime we'd meet in Brazil, and sometimes in Argentina or in Australia, we'd meet there. You know, they would have arranged, you know, flights for us. Then we just meet there, and it picks up.
But that's also part of the beauty, as you go to these places and meet people from all over the world you know, places that we don't always get a chance to
visit.
That's
true. That's very, very true.
But talking about Andy Norell, I couldn't resist this track. I've been playing it.
Okay.
It must be January every day.
Yes.
Why January every day?
As you know, the problems that we have from day to day, so it's January every day.
You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
But at least you are creating a celebration around that with this song. Mm-hmm. Louis Mklanga, the double, is called Living for the Living. As you can hear, it is absolute joy. You know, this music like this should be, you know, made in a liquid form and put in the water towers all around the world just to make us happy.
Oh, thank you. That's what we need.
Absolutely.
Kaya 959. The best in African music on The World Show with Nikki B.
Yeah. January every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful, featuring Andy Narell.
Yeah.
So did Andy actually come here to play for that album?
Yes, when he was here, because he said to me, listen, I know you're busy putting up, you know, recording your album. I'm going to be there.
Oh, beautiful.
I have to be there. I have to play.
That's a brotherhood, you know?
It is. It is. So he came and we played together. So everything's recorded live.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Amazing. Again, one take, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah. We did a few takes, but we settled with this one.
Yes. You moved through it. Yeah.
We're just having fun, enjoying ourselves. Then we said, look, I think this is the one.
Louis, when you write these beautiful songs, mm-hmm. how does your process go? I mean, do you think of melodies, or do they come to you in dreams, or, you know, where do you get this inspiration from? And tell me about the songwriting process.
Right, you know, most of the songs they come from without, if I may put it that way. Some in dreams, a song can come in a dream.
In fact, you've got one called Song
in a Dream. Yeah.
In a Dream. Yes.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
On your previous album.
Yes. So that's how they come, actually. And sometimes if I'm walking or doing something different, or maybe I'm cooking, a melody can come. And when it comes, I quickly rush, take my phone, I go and hide somewhere and just sing it, hum it on the phone, then I let go. Then later on, I can revisit it and listen to what I was doing and pick it up from there and start to formulate it and build it up.
And
that's how I do it.
And but you always have these amazing titles as well.
Yeah.
So does the song tell you what title it wants?
Sometimes it does, because the titles, they actually come. I call these my working titles, because then they come right at the beginning of everything, with hopes that I will change the titles. Then I find myself, you know, stuck with them.
Yes.
I can't let go, you know. I want to change the title, but I can't. And I'm like, okay, that's what it is.
Well, it sounds to me like the songs choose their own titles.
I think so. They do. They do.
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then you perform, I suppose, you solo before you develop the song and arrange it. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I have to play it on my own a couple of times. Then when I feel maybe I need to bring in someone, and sometimes I even write, I come with some ideas for the bass line, the rhythm patterns for the song. Then I would get some of my colleagues, music colleagues, to join me. We try and we workshop it and we play together, and I try to tell them, okay, play like this and so on. They also bring their own thoughts as well, which is beautiful, because they also create, they contribute quite a lot.
Yes.
Because then I allow them to do that, because we need that contribution.
You want them because of what they bring.
Definitely.
Yes. 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 Beautiful. And you've worked with so many different people over the years.
Yeah.
One of those other people that you worked with, and again, I'm going to boast and say, I was there at that concert.
Oh, right.
But one of these other people that you worked quite closely with, and I think it was sparked through a concert in Joburg, at the Horror Cafe, if I'm not mistaken, was Regis Gizavo.
Regis Gizavo. Okay, what happened with Regis Gizavo? I think Alliance Francaise, they coordinated this whole thing. And they were looking for someone to work with him, to play with him. So then they asked me if I could collaborate with him. So, and we didn't know, and you know, Regis couldn't speak English very well, and I can't speak French, but we could speak the music language clearly together. So we started off, and everything just grew from there, you know, with Regis. It was amazing.
It was sparked by this concert.
Yeah.
But then you went on to record an album with him.
Yes, we did.
And did you go there to record? Tell us about that album.
Okay, that album, Regis arranged that I come to Paris in France to record the album. So I flew up there and spent almost 2 weeks. Then we were workshopping the album, recording. We chose different tracks for the album. And it was amazing. It was great. It was a very good experience.
Yes.
Then from there, we were planning to do a tour of which we did a few tours together with him. We went, I think we went to we went to Lesotho, Swaziland, and different places, Mozambique and Zimbabwe, to do some performances. And locally we went to Cape Town, and it was incredible.
Yes.
It was a great experience, really.
And then sadly, not long after he departed, he left us at quite a young age as well. It came as quite a surprise. Yes.
Ah, that was really, really heartbreaking, really, because then I just put up a song. And while we were in Cape Town, we played this song together just as a rough thing. Then I said, look, as we were parting ways and he was going away and I was coming back home here, I'll send you that song, then you can play something. Or maybe when you come down and we do our tour that we were planning, maybe we can record it together. That was the whole plan. But sadly, when I heard that, you know, he passed on, it was really, really... But his engineer told me that, you know, likely enough, he had already recorded on that song. I said, really? He did something on it? He says, yes. I said, let me listen to it. And he sent it to me, and the result is what I have now.
And you included it on the album.
Yes.
Shingirira.
Shingirira, which means determination. You know, and for me, I can see that he was really determined to fulfill his promise. It's like he knew that he was going to depart one of the days. I don't know. But he was so determined.
He left it for you.
Yes, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and he played so beautifully.
Beautiful.
Yes, yeah.
Regis Gizavo, the Malagasy accordion master, is featured on the next song from Louis Mklanga. Shingirira, you've got to get the album, Living for the Living. And, of course, when we come back on the other side, we're going to find out more about how you can access it, if you want the physical copy. And also just keep in touch with the amazing things that Louis does. Louis Mklanga on The World Show.
Brand new sound. First heard on The World Show with Nikki P. I wanna get it.
so beautiful. Wow. Mm. Shingirira. I've got to give that one a clap as well. Absolutely beautiful. Featuring the late, well, I won't even say featuring, actually, the late, great Regis Gizavo left you that song.
Yes.
He left it for you to show you that your journey continues.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. How beautiful, how soulful.
Oh, he played so beautifully.
So soulfully.
Yes. Yeah.
And quite unusual to have a Madagascar, to have an accordion in terms of African music, I suppose.
It is. It's a very... it's quite an unusual instrument, you know, to combine it together with guitar and playing African music.
Yes.
Even when we first met, I wasn't so sure how are we going to do it, you know, and that sound, but it just worked because on his own, he's like a full band, you know, because he plays some bass lines, some rhythmics, some rhythm, you know, touches here and there, and melodies, and also complimenting.
Yes.
So beautifully. So, you know, he's just everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful song. I'm so thankful you could leave it, include it on the album. Yeah. I was going to ask you a little bit earlier, and I think now is the time.
Yes.
You've got so many beautiful songs, Louis, whether you did them as Louis alone, whether you did them as, you know, with younger artists. I've got some amazing stuff over the years, which I must revisit as well.
Yeah.
But also, as Louis Mkhlanga, as Music Here Africa, which are the songs that you found that have stayed with you, are either signature tracks or that you always get such an amazing response?
You know, that's a very difficult question, Nikki, because all the songs, they say a lot to me. They have a story within me. Some of the stories, I cannot bring them out, but I just share them from the from those when they come to listen to the music. But within me, there are other deeper stories that stay with me. So every song, it touches me in a different way, and I enjoy everything. And there's no, I can't say I love this one more than this one or that one.
It would be asking you to choose between your children.
Exactly.
But also I think what one of the beauties of your work is that, as you say, with each song there's something special.
Yeah.
But you're not afraid to break down musical boundaries.
Yes.
You know, you spoke about Jimi Hendrix being an inspiration.
Yes.
I've seen you both on stage and in your recordings make reference to that influence.
Right.
If I can put it that way.
Yes.
Do you, you know, I'm sure you've never been able to be categorized in one category.
I'm not sure, but I just like to, I like the versatility. Which one has to express from time to time. I just like to, all kinds of styles of music. I just want to, I also love classical music. I like Spanish music. I like all kinds of music. I listen to all kinds of music. So I don't really like put myself into just one side. As much as I love my African music, but still, when I'm at home, in my own space, or in my own world, in my mind, I would listen to Andres Segovia, you know, the classical guitar player. I would listen to something else, different. That's what I do.
And on that note, although you didn't want to commit, you have, because you've called one of these songs my favorite song.
Yes. I guess it was just a title because, like I said, those are working titles.
Yes.
So maybe during the making of this song, I just said, my favorite song, okay, I shouldn't, you know, forget.
Don't forget the song.
Yes. When I see it, oh, that song, I've got to work on it. That's how
and
it comes.
Again, this song is very unique. Yeah. I think I'm going to play it because I want to try and get in two tracks, if I can, before I let you go today. Louis Mklanga on The World Show. I promise we'll talk about how you can get your own copy of the album, or even digitally, and much more on the other side of this track that Louis has called my favorite song. Living for the Living is the name of the album.
Kaya.
959.
Fresh new sounds on The World Show with Nikki B.
My favorite song. Louis Mklanga. Oh, I didn't give you any juice there. I better do that. Yes. Louis, beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Joyous, joyous music. And you know, I'm touched on something, but we're not going to go there. But as I know, Louis, over many years, he's experienced the loss of so many people that he was close to him, his family, his musical family, and yet you continue to bring us hope, joy, and inspiration. I thank you for that, Louis.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much. And once again, you've done it. As I said, we need to bottle this and put it in the water so that people are happy and spread love. You've just launched a website.
Yes. Which is www.louimhlanga.com. So at least people can join the community there. And some future gigs that I'll be having pretty soon, I'll advertise them there and also on all social, you know, platforms as well.
Yes.
And also people can get this album maybe within a week from now. It'll be on all streaming, you know, platforms.
Yes.
So they can go and... but physically, they can also just get me, they can get in touch with me on the on my website.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, head to the website. It's full of information, louimhlanga.com. And, of course, order your physical copy because there are those of us who still love the physical copy.
Yes, definitely.
Louis, thank you so much for coming and joining us on World Show. Always a pleasure. I'm going to end with a title track, Living for a Living.
Yes.
But I've insisted, Louis wrote something on the album, and I could have read it, but I thought this is my opportunity.
All right.
As we end off tonight's show, please read what you wrote.
Well, this is the message for everybody, to everyone, to say it is the living of life that will change the life of the world. To live the life of beautiful, we simply let life live.
Thank you so much. Louis Mhlanga, we're ending with a title track, Living for a Living. Thank you always.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
Whatever else you do this week, make sure you keep shining. Of course, keep it kaya, and here is Living for the Living.
And now, back to the music.
Kaya 959. Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B. 5-9.
On the streets, on the air.